Let us begin to center our hearts in silence as we come before the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious, loving, and merciful God, we thank you that we can come together to worship and praise you, to share our joys and to share our concerns, to fellowship one with another, to laugh together, to cry together, to pray together, to sing together. For all of that which brings us into a place called worship and into a place called sanctuary, that brings us into a place that reminds us that we are not alone in our journey, to hear of those who pray for others and those that we have prayed for, to hear those who share the triumphs of answered prayer, joys and celebration in their lives. Father, we truly do thank you for every blessing in our lives. Father, they're large, they're small. Sometimes we don't even notice, but they are blessings, each one. But Father, we also must bring our concerns before you. First, concerns that we have done things we should not have done, said things that we should not have said. Father, forgive us our sins, both those of commission and omission. Forgive us truly for the things we have done that we should not have done, for the prayers we haven't prayed, for the praises we haven't given, for the encouragement that we've left undone. And Father, by your grace, as you forgive us, give us strength to forgive each other. Give us strength to forgive ourselves and to let you be the judge of all. Father, as we pray for these prayer concerns that we have shared, Father, we pray for our church here in this community. As we are grasping our vision of who we are in you, lead us in it. Lead us in the path you would have us follow. Give us a sign of that which we are to do, and let us come to you. Now, Father, as we do come, and we pray for our church, but we want to pray for every church in this town, in this country, and those across the world who are out and are proclaiming Jesus as the only way, truth, and life unto the Father. May you bolden their testimony through grace, love, deeds of kindness, and selfless service. And may the cause of Christ, the grace of Christ, and the peace of Christ be shared in every word and message that is shared in pulpits, on street corners, at dining room tables, and coffee shops. Father, may your grace be extended. May your love be shared. And Father, we don't just pray for the churches. We pray for the leaders of our nations, the leaders in our country. We pray for local leaders and those who influence decisions. Father, we pray that they seek you in prayer and live it out in life. And Father, we pray for the leaders around the world, that they would humble themselves before you, and that we would learn war no more. Father, we pray for those who are nursing homes, shut-ins in their own homes. We pray for those who travel and will travel and are traveling. We pray for the things we cannot see. We pray for the trials and the tribulations we do not know. And we pray for all of those who call upon us as a church to remember them in prayer. And now we'd ask that you hear us as in heart and voice we pray together the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.